Okay.
I'm thrilled that everyone's back under one roof. Welcome home, boys. I know there's been a lot of whispering about why we're here, so let me jump right in. Retailers are down 20%. Auto industry is in the dump. Housing market doesn't have a heartbeat. It is one of the worst times on record for America. This is our moment. Now, last summer, we received a dynamite young woman here from Cornell, and she had some pretty big ideas that she challenged me with, and my first reaction was, who does this kid think that she is? But after I gave it a listen, she really knocked me out. So, with a peek into our future, Natalie Keener.
If there's one word I want to leave you with today, it's this.
Glocal.
Glocal. Our global must become local. This company keeps 23 people on the road at least 250 days a year. It's expensive and it's inefficient. When I came to Craig 3 months ago with this, he told me, and quite astutely, it's only a problem if you have a solution. Well, today I stand before you with just that. You all know Ned in reception. Today I'm gonna fire Ned. Sorry, Ned. I'm sure HR will hire you back this afternoon.
We'll see about that.
Now, Ned could be any employee in any one of our clients' locations worldwide. Strategy packets would be shipped in advance. Ned would be given a seat and find one of our transition specialists waiting for him. Mr. Laskin, the reason we're having this conversation is your position is no longer available.
I don't understand. I'm fired?
Hearing the words you've been let go is never easy. Change is always scary. But consider the following. Anybody who ever built an empire or changed the world sat where you are now. And it's because they sat there that they were able to do it.
My fucking line.
Well, what happens now?
This is the first step of a process that will end with you in a new job that fulfills you.
Yeah, but how does it work?
I want you to take the packet in front of you. Review it. All the answers you're looking for are inside. Start filling out the necessary information, and before you know it, you'll be on your way to new opportunities. Now, Ned, I need you to go back to your desk and start putting together your things. As a favor to me, I'd appreciate it if you didn't spread the news just yet. Panic doesn't help anyone.
I understand.
Give it up for Ned. You can start the morning in Boston, stop in Dallas over lunch, and finish the day in San Francisco. All for the price of a T1 line. Our inflated travel budget is eviscerated by 85%. And more importantly, to you guys on the road, no more Christmases in a hotel in Tulsa, no more hours lost to weather delays. You get to come home.
Tell me you're not taking this seriously.
That's why we brought the entire company in from the road, because we're not taking this seriously.
There is a methodology to what I do. There's a reason. Why it works.
Coke and IBM have been doing this for years, all right? You familiar with them? And just like anything else, you know, it's going to take a few months of sort of transition, and then everybody's going to settle in.
Who are you taking off the road?
How are you not getting this? You're grounded. Everybody's grounded. It's done.
What we do here is brutal, and it does leave people devastated, but there's a dignity to the way I do it.
It's like stabbing them in the chest instead of the back. Is that right?
You wanted to see me?
Well,
Yeah, you know what? Yeah, come on in. Come on in here.
Great job.
Thank you. How's everyone taking it?
Great. Listen, I admire your zeal, and I think you have some very good ideas, but you know nothing about the realities of my industry. You can set up an iChat, but you don't know how people think.
Actually, I minored in psychology.
Nice.
Okay, kiddo, fire me.
Ryan.
Now listen, she's going to be doing this on a regular basis. Don't you want to know if she can fire somebody?
She's fired Ned.
My dog can fire Ned. Fire me.
You don't need to do this.
No, it's okay. I got this. Mr. Bingham, I regret to inform you that your position at this company is no longer available.
Hmm. Who the hell are you?
My name is Miss Keener. I'm here today to discuss your future.
My future? The only one who could fire me is Craig Gregory.
Mr. Gregory hired me to handle this for him.
Handle what? Handle me? Mr. Gregory hired me. He's the only one who could fire me. You know what? I'm going to go talk to him.
Mr. Bingham.
No. You can't follow me. You're on a computer screen, remember?
Ryan.
All right, let's try this again. Fire me again.
I just did.
Actually, you didn't. Fire me.
That's enough. I think we get it.
Mr. Bingham, yeah? I'm here today to inform you that your position is no longer available.
I'm fired.
Yes, you're fired.
Never say fired.
You've been let go.
Why?
This is a mythical situation. How could I possibly know why?
Why doesn't matter. You never know why.
It's important not to focus on the why and rather to spend your energy thinking about your future.
Well, I'm going to spend my energy on suing you unless you give me a good reason why you're firing
me. Mr. Bingham, the reason's not important.
So you're firing me without grounds. Now I really have a lawsuit.
I get what you're trying to say, Ryan.
Don't take this personally, Mr. Bingham.
Personally? This is the most personal situation that you are ever going to enter. So before you try to revolutionize my business, I'd like to know that you actually know my business.
It's a hell of a way to welcome her to the team.
Am I the only one that sees that by doing this, we're making ourselves irrelevant?
No, frankly, we're making you irrelevant.
Nice.
Don't blame me. Blame the high fuel costs, blame insurance premiums, blame technology. You know, you better watch yourself. You're a little too young to become a dinosaur.
I'm not a dinosaur.
I want you to show her the ropes.
What do I know what goes on here? Get Ferguson to do it.
I'm not talking about here.
No.
Yeah. Come on, you're very, very confident this girl doesn't know what she's doing, so...
Well, I'm sorry, I don't think a MySpace page qualifies you to rewire an entire company.
Well, then great. Here's your chance. Go out there. Show her the magic. Take her through the paces.
I'm not a fucking tour guide. Now, here we go.
Bingham, here's the boat. And here's you. Do you want to be in the boat?
Yeah, alone.
We're ringing the bell. We're rounding everybody up. You want to stay out there a little bit longer, you're welcome to do it, but you will not be alone, okay? You let me know.
Follow me.
I really like my luggage.
It's exactly what it is. It's luggage. You know how much time you lose by checking in?
I don't know. 5, 10 minutes.
35 minutes a flight. I travel 270 days a year. That's 157 hours. That makes 7 days. You willing to throw away an entire week on that? Sorry, I'll give that. I'm not gonna need that. They have neck pillows on the plane. They have this. They have better ones there. I'll give you this.
I can't meet you at security.
Thank you. Bingo. Asians.
You can't be serious.
You never get behind people traveling with infants. I've never seen a stroller collapse in less than 20 minutes. Old people are worse. Their bodies are littered with hidden metal, and they never seem to appreciate how little time they have left on Earth. There you go. 5 words, randomly selected for additional screening. Asians. They pack light, travel efficiently, and they got a thing for slip-on shoes. God love them.
That's racist.
I'm like my mother. I stereotype. It's faster.
Type of purpose.
更多资料尽在人人听力网 www.rrting.com。